And Nick Kyrgios is topical this week. And Simon, of course, if you read a little bit of his expose, if a business stands for nothing, it doesn't stand at all. For more than two decades, Simon Hammond has pushed the boundaries of traditional thinking to provoke creative change within Australian business, from his early career as an investigative journalist to today as a successful corporate director and author. He's consistently defined the real drivers of social change and consumer behaviour, and our sports people are amongst all of that. Simon, really appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure. Good to talk to you about this colourful subject.
Indeed. Yeah, colourful is certainly one word to describe Nick Kyrgios. Give us your own take about what you've seen the last few days, because I've always thought, and as a person that covers tennis, Simon, that tennis players are their own entity, their own brand, like a small business. They might be tied to an association, a federation, because of the country they represent, but very much they're representing themselves.
Yeah, I mean, they are brands. And what we've got to remember is that everyone who goes into the public arena, sportsmen or entertainers, they create their own brand. And brands are about, things that we connect with and that make sense of who we are, or indeed in the best brands, they speak for us. And we adopt and associate with these things because they help us define who we are. That's why great brands do so well. And Nick Kyrgios is no different to that. We want him to be certain things for us. And look, a lot of this is hype and overreaction to what is essentially a very human trait, which is why we love him in the first place. This will do his brand no harm at all. What will happen is, if he continues to do silly things like spit the dummy and not want to play anymore, that goes against what his brand image is. But one mistake does not make it a major issue. I think that he's more colourful than anything else, and he's very human. So, look, it's an interesting time, isn't it, to watch and to understand the reaction to this, but a lot of it's in the loud minority who just love to complain about these things.
Well, my own thinking, Simon, I've mentioned it a few times, is, look, I love, like everyone, that loves sports, people who are exuberant, got a bit of personality, make you want to watch them, but when they cross that line and maybe don't show a lot of respect for the environment they're in, and they're going to make mistakes and there's emotion attached and their office is out in the public eye with everyone looking at them, and they're going to make some errors from time to time. But I always think if you cross that boundary where you just don't quite show the respect, so you can carry this bad boy image, is that going to be good for the brand long term?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it depends on what you call, the environment. I agree that respect is a large part of brands. And obviously a brand needs to respect what it is and the environment it's in. But the environment he is in and the environment that football players are in, they are gladiators. They're entertainers based on their physical prowess. And we want them to be certain things. It's like that laughable situation where we are breeding the aggression out of football players. We want them to be gladiators, and we want Kyrgios to entertain us and to be wild and to be human. His environment, when he argues with an umpire or he spits a dummy a bit and slams a racket down, that does his brand no harm at all. Whether you're a purist and love, pure sportsmanship is another issue. Where it damages it is when he lets us down because he stops having a go. And if he all of a sudden looks like he's just not caring and not having a go, that bad boy image that I think is very lucrative all of a sudden goes out the window, because bad boys have a go. And sometimes they have a go and it's not always pleasant, but at least they're out there, sticking it up the man, if you like, and really trying to be the very thing that we would all like to be.
But if his matches turn into these soap operas every time he goes out to play, I mean, where there's all this stuff going on outside of the game itself, you're saying to me that doesn't hurt his brand?
No, it enhances his brand. Not only that, more people will come through a turnstile to see him. The more colour, the more antics, the more times he in the middle of a point, he hugs a ball boy or actually has a correspondence of some kind with the crowd. That's what they come to see. They're paying a lot of money to not just see an exhibition in tennis. They're paying money to see entertainment. And these sports people need to understand, first and foremost, they're entertainers. And I understand the purest sportsman goes, yeah, well, it should be about the technique, but it's not. It's about a brand, and it's about how many people they pull through the door.
But Simon, what about the general public? I can only go on the SMSs, the calls we've had the last 3 days, and these are tennis fans. They're just general sports fans who love watching a whole range of sports, who are just disgusted with the way Nick Kyrgios goes about it. I mean, everyone's going to have a different view and take on it.
Mm.
But how important is the the public to the overall brand. I mean, the marketers might like it and think, okay, we're going to associate with this guy. He's got the bad boy image and we're going to sponsor him and throw him endorsements. But, you know, the general public, where do they stand?
Well, it depends on who you call the general public. You know, the fact is that people who go to the effort of calling your show and writing into the Herald Sun and doing all that sort of stuff are not the general public. They're enthusiastic representation of the general public. They're the loud minority. They're the minority that gets loud. If you go and talk in cafes, as I've done over the last day, the majority of people I talk to say, all right, no one likes him giving up. So let's take that as a given. I mean, that's a bad brand move. But if he's got antics and if he's a bit arrogant, doesn't matter whether we like him or hate him, we'll watch him. You know, he's entertaining. So they want more of that. People want more of that. They want the likes of Tony Lockett and Barry Hall to come back to AFL. We want to see entertainment. We also want to make sure that these guys who are entertaining us are also winning, because ultimately, the mandatory is these guys need to be talented. But if they're talented, if they're winning, and if they've got colour and personality like McEnroe or Cash and these sort of heroes, then we're going to love them and we're going to love watching them. So, yeah, I think it's if he doesn't make the same mistake twice and he keeps doing and he keeps to who he is, I think it'll be a great brand. And also, we should leave off Dawn. You know, like, for God's sake, what is that about the last 24 hours? Giving Dawn Fraser a whipping.
Well, look, I can see both sides of Dawn Fraser. I mean, Dawn hasn't always maybe been able to totally articulate things. And there's been a little bit of repeat offender there. But I met Dawn last year up in Alice Springs at the Masters Games, and one of the best people you could sit down and interview about her her stellar career. And I think I knew where she was coming from, and she is as Australian as you can get. And she didn't, she couldn't put up with the effort the other night. I mean, obviously, ultimately, winning silences a lot of critics. But if all this stuff is going on and it becomes a soap opera, then winning becomes harder, I'd imagine, because many people should have said, no, I agree that Nick Kyrgios should have won that match the other night. But there was just too much other rubbish going on.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I think you made a very good point. I think, you know, we don't want the colour of a game to obviously ruin the game. But my point is, and it's a point about the AFL and it's a point about tennis, is that these sports are starting to become vanilla. I mean, when was the last time we had a great character in tennis worldwide? I mean, we're a little bit devoid of them. And it's the same with football, same with AFL. We're making the game so vanilla that people in the stands are starting to go, really, do we need to pass it back again? I mean, and then...
Yeah, but Simon, would people regard Roger Federer as vanilla when this guy plays outstanding tennis and you just look at him and you go, stand up and applaud, look at the skill set and just look at the composure, look at the temperament that he goes about his business?
Yeah, we'll take what we can get. And we love Roger Federer's technique and we love the way he plays tennis. I'm not saying we don't love Roger Federer. I'm saying that if someone came along with talent and with the colour, we would probably love them more, because colour is what we love. We love to sort of see someone who makes our heart race and our blood boil. We want villains and we want heroes and we want to cheer and we want to jeer. We want all that stuff because ultimately we're paying money to see people entertain us. So, and what Dawn Fraser was trying to do, I think, was trying to talk about what is Australian and what is not. We also love that. So, look, this is such an interesting debate about, you know, what is the real temperature of Australians when it comes to this sort of stuff? And I still maintain and believe as a brand person that the brand of Nick Kyrgios is not damaged, and people want that brand to continue to be what it is, except take away the spit the dummy, I'm giving up, I'm going home because a couple of things didn't go my way.
The only thing I'd say back to that is if he doesn't correct a few of the things, though, that he's doing, that brand's not going to last very long.
Yeah, look, that is a fair point. That, you know, in that one area of what he's doing, he needs to be careful. But the rest of it, the way he talks to the media, the way he's spontaneous, I don't think he needs to correct any of that. I think he's very human, and I think someone should be advising him to come back on a couple of small things. But really, the rest of it, be who you are and give us something to cheer for and occasionally jeer for. And I reckon that's going to be good for tennis, and it's going to be great for Kyrgios's bank balance.
Simon, appreciate your time today.
Always a pleasure.
I agree to disagree on some of it, but I can see where you're coming from.
Right.